Hello, and welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we're going to talk about stock photography. Now, essentially, stock photography is you taking an awesome shot, a picture of something, and putting it on a website, your own, or I recommend a third party, and they will sell it for you and give you a check at the end of the month. Now, it sounds pretty simple, and most people think it is, but here are the challenges for stock photography. The greatest challenge is you have to know photography. You can't just start shooting away and hope somebody will like one of your pictures just by the fact that you have so many of them. No, you have to know how to use your camera. You have to know about composition and lighting and all that crazy stuff. I personally don't know this, but my wife, who is a photographer, and you can see her website at www.jamparo.com. That's J-A-M-P-A-R-O.com. Anyway, she's an excellent photographer, and I wish that she would sell some of her pictures online because her shots are awesome, and she's got many of them. She has many of them, so I keep pressuring her. I know one day she's going to give in and actually sell some of her pictures, or at least place them online so that people can see them. Now, here's the other challenge besides besides knowing how to shoot great pictures. You have to provide some samples of your work and take a test. Now, I've seen some of these tests. They give you all the information beforehand. It's kind of like a little tutorial, and then they test you to see if you actually read all the stuff. But if they don't like your samples or if they think your quality is just not there, they won't let you sell your pictures online. Also, another challenge is that there are so many great pictures of the Grand Canyon or beach shots. The thing is, what I'm saying is there are a lot of awesome pictures of these great national monuments, these great places. The way to make money, personally, is by being very niche. Choosing a specific area and totally focusing on that. Now, I've always recommended for this particular business is to go with idioms, to create an image of what people say all the time. Because when somebody is looking for stock photography, they want to send a message usually. Now, for example, you can have a spoonful of sugar with a little pill just sticking out because a little bit of sugar helps the medicine go down. And if you can somehow create that image and do it well, then people are more likely to buy it because that's something that people are willing to buy because they like sending that message. So that's what I recommend. And those are essentially the downsides. The upsides is most websites don't charge a single thing for you to upload a picture. The other upside is that it's passive income. Once your picture is on their website, it can keep on selling for months at a time, for years at a time. And so far, with my personal video site, it can keep on selling for almost a decade after you've posted it. So once it's up there, it can keep on making you money without having to do anything. You just get a check in the mail. Now, of course, it would help if you have many of these. That way, your check isn't for a dollar, but for $100, $200, $300, depending on how many and how awesome your pictures are. So that's one of these businesses that I personally wish I were involved in. In fact, one day my wife, I know she's gonna want to be an online stock photographer seller. So if you want more information about this job or are not yet convinced on what you want to do from home, then go to my website at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org, where you can see all the different ideas organized by your priority, like jobs that require no training, or jobs you can do online, or jobs that have little to no startup costs. these jobs are all .organized for you. So go right now to www.myworkfromhomeideas.org and see which idea is the right fit for you.